Peace to you, brothers and sisters in Christ.
主内平安。
Today's passage is taken from 1 John chapter 3, verse 11 to 24.
今天早上经文是约翰一书第三章十一节到二十四节。
1 John chapter 3, verse 11 to verse 24. I'll read in English. 看华语的可以看 PowerPoint. This is the message you heard from the beginning.We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. Why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not prize, my brothers, if the world hates you. I know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer.And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and see his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, do not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth.This then is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask, because we obey his commands and do what he pleases him. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ,and to love one another as he commanded us. Those who obey his commands live in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. I learned a new word in my research for today's sermon.
在准备讲章的时候，我学到了一个新的字。
And the word is curlicue.
就是花体。
Now a curlicue is a fanciful twirl, like a flourish made with a pen.
这个花体是一个很奇异的旋转的弯曲，是用笔来挥舞的。
And this is a pattern that can involve maybe a
旋转的弯曲是用笔来挥舞的。
And this is a pattern that can involve maybe a series of concentric. And a curlicue is how a scholar presents describes the presentation style of John.
曾经有一个学者就形容约翰的呈现方式就好像这个花体。
Now I think this comparison withJohn's presentation style with a curlicue is really uncannily accurate.
这比喻就太精准了。
Because as I read 1 John, you know, the words of the letter flow freely and artistically like the ribbon of a rhythmic gymnast.
因为当我在读约翰的书信的时候，他的词句就很自由地飘舞着，好比一个体操运动员手中的那个丝带。
There are many intertwining concepts, each given their own spin.
里头有许多的概念是紧密地缠绕在一块。
And I must confess that I'm often caught befuddled, chasing after John's line of thought.
而很多时候在追随着约翰的思维的时候，我自己都搞糊涂了。
However, after painstakingly following John's layout of his arguments from chapter 1 until this moment in chapter 3, I believe I was given a moment of enlightenment now.
然而，当我细心地研读约翰的论点的时候，从第一章到这个第三章，我竟然能够得到一点的光亮。
Gradually, I feel I'm now able to grasp the entire overview of John's theological curlicue.
渐渐地，我发现自己能够对约翰的神学论点有一点点的掌握。
It's like I'm finally given the irrational number that has generated an entire curlicue fractal.
好比在数学的难题中抓到了这个解答的那个钥匙。
This is for the max geek among us. Now this insight is what I wish to share today.
愿意今早能够与大家分享这个领悟。
This insight is what I wish to share today.
愿意今早能够与大家分享这个领悟。
I think it's a message that can transform.
这个生命必改变。
This is not an unusual message. It's a message that you know from the beginning.
好比一节这样说，这是你们起初就所听见的信息。
However, I believe it's also a message that is salvation itself.
其实真正指的也就是救恩的信息。
Let me try if I can to explain it clearly this morning.
愿我能够解释得清楚。
Now there are three themes in 1 John.
约翰一书有三个主题。
Light, life, and love.
光、生命还有爱。
Now these three powerful words, they flow interchangeably in when John talks to his church.
当约翰写信给他的教会的时候，这三个字反复的交替着。
Now very often my difficulty in understanding John comes from the tension when these three words they are put together.
在解读约翰的时候，他的难度就在于将这个光、生命和爱放在一起。
For example, the two words light and love.
他们放在一起就出现了矛盾，比如说光与爱。
Light speaks about who is right and who is wrong.
光所要说的就是什么是对，什么是错。
The one in the light is righteous. The one in darkness is in sin.
在光中行的就是正义的，在黑暗中就比喻在罪中。
But when John talks about the light, he also talks about love.
但是约翰呢，在讲光的时候也同时讲爱。
So while John is giving his fierce judgment and condemning his opponents into darkness, he at the same time is also encouraging his church to love.
所以因此约翰在宣告审判的时候，在责备敌对他的人的时候，他同时却鼓励他的教会要活出爱。
How can John be doing this? Is John being intentionally hypocritical?
难道约翰是个虚伪的人吗？
And this is the tension between light and love.
这就是光与爱之间的矛盾了。
Now adding on a third concept of life into this already muddled, troubled waters certainly makes things worse.
再加上第三个概念就是生命，显然就更加困扰了。
John says earlier that whoever loves his brother lives in the light.
早前约翰说凡爱弟兄的就是活在光中。
So loving is living.
原来相爱就是活着。
But in today's passage it says this is how we know that Jesus, what love is, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
但是今早的经文又说主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
And we know that, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
我们也当为弟兄姐妹舍命。
So is love, about living or is love about dying?
那么这个爱究竟是在讲生还是在讲死呢？
John also says that whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him.
然后又说凡恨他弟兄的就是杀人的，你们晓得凡杀人的没有永生在他里面。
So in essence, John is saying that the murderer has no life and the murdered has life.
所以他是在说杀人的是死的，被杀的那个却得了生命而活。
You can imagine the CSI episode where the murderer is found dead and the murder victim is alive.
好像侦探连续剧的剧情，杀人犯却是死了的，而被谋杀的那个却是活生生的。
You don't have to study forensics to know how this is all very confusing.
很玄的又很混乱。
Now I believe the tensions arise because of misconceptions about the proper meanings of life, light, and love.
我相信这些矛盾的产生是因为我们对光、对生命有误解了。
And understanding each concept properly will unravel the entire John's curlicue for us.
若能够更好地理解个别的概念在说什么，就能够明白约翰在说什么了。
When we often think about love,We associate it with the affectionate feeling.
一讲到爱，我们往往想到的就是与情感挂钩。
When we think about love, we imagine the entire hippie worldview where everybody, you know, makes love, not war.
就好像那个 hippies 那个世界，他们都高喊说要做爱，不要作战。
While this is not totally wrong, it does not bring out the full nuance of John's idea of love.
虽然这不完全是错的，但是却没有将约翰要讲的爱那个完整的意义带出来。
John understands love as fully actualized when Jesus laid down his life for us.
约翰对爱的理解呢，是说完整的体现在耶稣为我们舍命而表达出来。
This is also repeated in John chapter 10 when Jesus described himself as the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep.
在约翰十章，耶稣说自己是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
And Jesus said, "I've come that they might have life, they might have life and live it to the fullest."
耶稣说，我来是叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So love, as described in John, to get out the full meaning must be interpreted in light of Jesus' demonstration of what is love.
所以要理解约翰所形容的爱，是要透过耶稣所彰显的爱来理解的。
And this life is a life-giving love.
而这种爱是一种赐生命的爱。
What is life-giving love?
什么是赐生命的爱呢？
A life-giving love is when a love when life is given.
这是爱带着生命，并且赐给生命力。
And it's also a love that gives life.
赐给生命力。
Now it is a love that entails sacrifice for the lover, but also restoration of the beloved.
这样的爱呢，就包含了那个爱人的，他要做出牺牲，而使到被爱的那个人得到复兴。
And this is why John says, "Do not let us love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth."
所以约翰才说，我们相爱不要只在言语或者舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
A life-giving love cannot be expressed verbally alone.
这种赐生命的爱不能够只在言语上的。
A life-giving process, therefore, must be done through sacrifice.
它乃是一个过程，也要透过牺牲的行为。
But before we can fully understand what is life-giving love, we also have to understand the proper concept of life itself.
然而呢，要明白这个赐生命的爱是怎么一回事，首先也要先明白生命是什么一回事。
When we think about life, we often think about, you know, just staying alive.
往往的想到生命，我们就想到存活。
We imagine a machine that has this power source that can keep it working and functioning and lasting forever.
我们想到一个机器，它连着发电的源头，就是永不止息的在那边操作着。
And this is why eternal life actually sounds quite horrifying to some people.
如果是这样子的话，那永生听起来还蛮可怕的。
What is eternal life?
永生是什么呢？
Oh, hi God, hey, it's another day, yet another day in heaven now.
好像是说，哎呀，神啊，又是另外一天，在天堂又是另外一天了。
To be honest, you know, I've finished all the hymns that I can sing 27 times already, and it's getting a little boring.
老实说呢，我已经唱完所有的赞美诗歌，也唱了27遍了，很枯燥。
And is it another time now?
神啊，
Yet another day.
还是多一天，一天一天这样过吗？
And God replies, well, you ask for everlasting life.
神就回答，是你自己要永生的吗？
Well, this is it. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
永生就是这样嘛，没完没了的。
Now, the life that John is talking about has very little to do to make sure that you continue to breathe and your heart continues to beat on and on and on.
不是的哈，那约翰所讲的生命，他并不是说让你继续的呼吸啊，心跳没完没了。
He says that we know that when we pass from death to life, we know this when we love our brothers.
他说，当我们因为爱弟兄姐妹，就晓得已经出死入生了。
And anyone who does not love remains in death.
没有爱心的人住在死亡中。
We see here for John, the transition from death to life, from life to death, it happens even when you are still breathing and still alive.
所以这个出死入生的过程，在我们活着的时候就可以发生的。
Why?
为什么如此说呢？
Because life is not just to survive and to keep on breathing. It is also to live with purpose and with meaning. That is life.
因为生命不单只是存活，活着，而是活着要有意思、意义，还有目标。
It is not a matter of quantity, but of quality.
不是活得多长，乃是活着的本质。
So for Christians, life is having a truly living in a healthy relationship with God and with people, with others in a community.
对基督徒而言，活着或者说生命，就是与神有一个健全的关系，与群体中的弟兄姐妹有一个健全的关系。
And this is why John draws the parallel between Cain and Jesus.
所以约翰在提到该隐的时候，也提到耶稣。
When you hate someone like Cain, the person is dead to you, and you are also dead to the person.
当你恨一个人的时候，好比这个该隐，那个人对你呢是死的。
You do not and you refuse to share your life with that person and you refuse to partake with the life of the other person.
你对那个人也是死的，你不要分享他的生命，你也不愿意参与他生命的一部分。
And when God favored the sacrifices of Abel over Cain's, Cain decided to end that relationship with his brother by murdering him.
当神喜悦亚伯的献祭过于该隐的时候，该隐就结束了这个兄弟之情。
And Cain became a restless wanderer. That means that he is a loner that will never find peace with other people.
该隐就将他的弟兄杀害了，结果他就成为一个得不到安息的流浪的人，他是孤独的，他永远不能与人和睦，得不到平安。
He is dead to others, and others is dead to him.
对别人来说他是死的，对他自己来说，他对别人也是死的。
On the other hand, Jesus shows his act of love by continuing to live in those who love him.
反观耶稣，他的爱的行为使他在爱他的人当中继续的活着。
John says that his spirit lives in us and we are in union with the living God.
约翰说他的圣灵，他的灵居住在我们，我们也在他的灵中活着。
Now Cain therefore shows what it means to be dead, even though he is a murderer and not the one who is murdered.
该隐的故事让我们看到，杀人的反而是那个死的。
And Jesus showed us what true life is, even though he has given up his life.
而耶稣呢？耶稣虽然是牺牲了自己的生命，舍命了，却叫世人明白什么才是真正的活着。
Allow me to show some examples to illustrate what is this life-giving love that John is telling us.
让我举几个例子来说明这个赐生命的爱是怎么一回事。
To a person in need, death does not just come in the form of starvation from the lack of food or sickness from the lack of shelter.
对一个有需要的人，他的死亡的体现不局限在他不够吃而饥饿，或者没有地方住而生病。
Death is already there when the person feels injustice and alienation, thinking that nobody sends or bothers about his existence.
其实当一个人感受到不公义，被遗忘或者孤立，以为没有人注意他或者关心他的存在，他已经是死了的，在死亡里面了。
Death is already there.
他已经死了，心死了。
And this is why John says that the person with material possessions must exercise compassion to such a person.
所以约翰说，那世上有财富的，见到穷乏的，要施怜悯。
You are not just giving things for the person to live on.
你给予这个有需要的人，不单是在物质上让他能够存活。
You are also giving care that makes life worth living.
你给他的关怀还有爱，让他体现到生活有意义，有盼望。
And that is life-giving love.
这种爱是赐生命的爱。
Needs also go beyond material possessions.
人的需要是超过物质享受的。
For John's church, they felt lost and heartbroken because of the separation of some members from the church.
约翰的教会里面，他们的信徒感到迷惑，感到心痛，因为当中有会友离开了。
They might be angry because of these people's betrayal.
剩下来的会感到气愤，因为他们觉得背叛。
They may be vengeful against them.
甚至会有报复的心。
And when these things, being vengeful, being angered, when these things consume them and they redefine their identities, this is a road to death.
当这种怒气，这种报复心，他们被这些事来捆绑，会毁坏他们，毁灭他们，使到他们真的是走向死亡的路。
And John, with his pastoral care, which to gave them reassurance for their faith.
约翰这个牧者的心怀，他要坚定他们的信心。
And he tells them to use love to overcome hate.
他就告诉他们，你们要以爱来胜过这个恨恶。
Instead of a road to death, he gives them a true purpose, love to live on.
他给予他们爱，他给予他们活着的真实的目的。
And what John is doing, that is life-giving love.
而约翰所做的呢，就是给予他们这赐生命的爱。
For the opponents of John, they do not believe in such love.
对于约翰的敌人，他们也不相信这种爱。
They believe in a special secret knowledge that can give them enlightenment.
他们相信要拥有独特的神秘的知识，给他们带来启示。
However, this is an elitist religious system, more concerned about personal salvation than community good.
但是这是一种精英制的宗教体制，关心个人的得救多过群体的利益。
Therefore, at the same time, they break up the church so that they can exercise more influence over their followers.
所以在同时间，他们是在分裂教会，好使到自己能够更好的操控还有影响跟随者。
Such evil motivations is the devil's work, and it can only lead to death.
这种恶的动机来自那恶者，也最将带他们进入死亡。
And to these people, John continues to preach the truth of Jesus, about Jesus Christ.
但是对这样的人呢，约翰继续向他们宣传耶稣基督的真理。
And John, in doing this, it is an invitation to God's love that is meant for all, not an elitist, not just for the elite.
然后就邀请众人回到神的爱，说这种爱不是给精英而已。
And John disciplines and corrects these people so that they might be saved.
约翰也继续管教，还有纠正他们，好叫他们也能够得救。
That is life-giving love.
而那也是一种赐生命的爱。
As I write this, I also recall a touching scene in Spider-Man 3.
我也想到在电影《蜘蛛人》的一个很动人的一个情节。
Now after the final battle, there's this villain called the Sandman. He recovers and tells the Spider-Man that he has no intention of killing his uncle.
决战之后有一个叫做杀人的，他就杀那个杀。杀徒的，他就复活了。他就告诉这个蜘蛛人，他自己没有意思要杀人的。
And that was just an accident, born out of a desperate attempt to save his own daughter's life.
那纯粹是一个意外，因为他为了救自己的女儿，而这个是下下之策。
So Spider-Man then forgives the Sandman.
所以蜘蛛人就饶恕了这个杀人。
And the Sandman then dissipates and floats away to his daughter.
就跟他的女儿去团聚了。
Now because of the forgiveness.
因为宽恕
both the Spider-Man and the Sandman can move on from their feud and carry on with their lives.
两个人的恩怨，两个蜘蛛还有那个沙的恩怨能够得了了结，可以各自的重新生活。
And that forgiveness, that is also life-giving love.
而那种宽恕也是赐生命的爱。
Now in our community, I believe some are struggling in their ministries.
我相信在我们的群体当中，有些人正在事工上在挣扎。
Spending time to support and encourage them breathes life into their efforts.
当你花时间跟他们在一起去鼓励他们的时候，是就是在给予他们的劳力得到生命的气息。
When you do that, that is life-giving love.
那也是赐生命的爱。
Some has come into our church, our community, from dysfunctional families or from broken marriages.
有些人来到我们的教会，我们群体当中，他们来自不健全的家庭，他们有破裂的婚姻。
Our acceptance and our willingness to listen to them gives them this rope that they can, so that they can pull themselves out of their troubles.
我们的乐意接纳他们，乐意听取他们的诉苦呢，是给予他们一个生命的线，好叫他们能够努力，能够脱离这个困境。
When we do that, that is life-giving love.
这是赐生命的爱。
Now, the truth is that in order to love, you need to share your life.
事实还有真理就是你要活你就要去爱，你要爱你也要分享你的生命。
And sharing your life often means being vulnerable and being subjected to criticisms.
而分享生命往往就包括了要承担受伤害，被人批判。
But no man is an island.
但是没有人是孤立的。
At least not a man who is truly alive.
至少那个真正活着的人不是如此的。
You need to loveAnd you need to be loved in order to live out a life.
要活出生命，就得去爱，还有被爱。
The world can be a very harsh and dangerous environment, making this act of love sometimes very difficult.
世界呢，总是很残酷、险恶的，使到我们要去行爱心的事情，往往觉得很困难。
And the inability to love in such a world is a sign of death slowly creeping in.
其实当一个人他说他无法去爱，其实就是一种死亡已经掺入的一个记号。
Therefore, the church is providing a safe and moral place to love and be loved, allowing a person therefore to live to the fullest.
所以教会应该是一个给予一个机会，一个安全又有道德的环境，使到人有机会去爱，也能够领受爱。
The church is therefore the people thatJesus gave his life for.
教会是耶稣为我们舍命的。
When the church lives out in this manner, that is life-giving love.
当教会如此活的话，教会就在活出赐生命的爱。
Brothers and sisters, When you were in the world and you thought that life is just about self-satisfaction, you were in darkness.
弟兄姐妹，从前当你还在世界的时候，你以为生命的全部就是自我满足，而那时候你在黑暗里。
When you were more concerned about carving up your own territory against others, you were in darkness.
当你更加关注的是巩固自己的地盘，与人对视的时候，你仍在黑暗里。
When you're jealous of others, or you were hating others who were different, or criticizing people, you were in darkness.
当你嫉妒别人，恨恶那些与自己不同的人，批判他们，你在黑暗里。
But now, in light of Jesus, in light of what is life-giving love, you are now in the light.
但是如今你在耶稣的光照底下，你明白了什么是赐生命的爱，你如今是在光中。
You now hear the message once again, the command from Jesus from the beginning, you should love one another.
你再次听到起初听见的那信息，那命令，当彼此相爱。
John says that the truth of this life-giving love is already seen in Jesus.
约翰说这个赐生命的爱，它的真理在耶稣的身上已经让我们见证了。
And this truth is also seen in you.
别人也可以在你的身上看见的。
This is seen when the church lives out the fullness of this life-giving love. When we do this life-giving love, we see it.
当教会能够活出这个赐生命的爱的完整的话，人就能够看见了。
And this is why John daringly says that the truth is already seen, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining.
所以约翰才能够说，黑暗已经渐渐过去，因为真光已经照耀着。
And this is what John means when he says that we are in the light.
这就是约翰所要讲的，在光中是什么一回事。
Being in the light is more than just about being right and or wrong.
在光中是超过决定什么是对，什么是错。
Being in the light, it means to experience the reality of this life-giving love.
在光中是要去体验，去经历这种赐生命的爱，它的实质。
It's to experience that when you love,You are also giving life.
能够去经历说，当你去爱别人的时候，你也是在赐生命。
And to experience when you are loved, you are also being given life to live out this life.
说当你领受爱的时候，你已经领受了生命。
And therefore, you are enlightened when you see that this is what life is about. When you accept the love of Christ and when you exercise this love.
所以当你接受基督的爱，你活出这样的爱，你就明白生命，你就得到光照还有启示。
And if you choose to reject this love and to go on to hate others or to criticize others, ostracize others, this means, John says, going back into darkness.
而当你去选择，你去拒绝这种爱，你去恨恶他人，你就是重新返到黑暗里。
And there you will You experience wrath, bitterness, self-centeredness, and John says that is death.
而在那种选择当中，你将体验到的就是愤怒、苦毒、自私自利。而约翰说，那就是死亡。
You also live in fear and doubt because you have a broken relationship with God. You have a broken relationship with others.
其实你也活在恐惧还有疑惑当中，因为你与人的关系破裂了，你与上帝的关系也破裂了。
But it doesn't have to be that way.
但是不一定要这样的。
You have been shown a way where you can have full confidence before God.
主已经指示你一条途径，让你能够在神面前有充分的信心。
And this action to love, it is a real experience, so that you know that you are in the light.
这个爱人的行动是一个具体的经历，让你能够很有把握的知道自己是在光中。
When you love.You know you are in the light.
当你爱的时候，你就知道自己是在光中了。
As a Christian who have experienced Jesus Christ, you also know you also have His command.
身为基督徒，我们经历了耶稣基督的爱，我们也拥有他的命令。
And the command is to love, is to believe in the name of His Son Jesus Christ, and to love one another.
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令。彼此相爱。
Now this sounds like two things, but it's actually just the same thing.
这看起来好像是两回事，但其实是同一件事。
To believe in the name of Jesus, it means to accept His lordship.
信耶稣的名就是承认他的主权。
It means being willing to be His disciple.
就是乐意成为他的门徒。
And that is a disciple who loves others as Jesus did.
而这就包括了效仿耶稣的爱去爱他人。
Now you know the truth.
如今你是知道了真理。
You can choose to obey the command to love one another.
你可以选择要不要去彼此相爱。
And to live a life that is life-giving.
然后去活出这个赐生命的生命。
That is something that you can choose to exercise and at the same time you can experience it.
这是一个你能够选择的，也是你能够去经历的。
When you do that, you can know that you are in the light and you can have confidence before God.
而当你如此行的话，你是能够知道你在光中，你在神面前也有完全的信心。
And John professes the same knowledge here.
而约翰就拥有这个宣告，同样的宣告。
John says that when you love with this life-giving love, you know that you are in the light.
约翰说，当我们以这样的爱去爱，我们就知道自己在光中，我们心里明白，神也知道了。
We know this in our hearts and God knows it too.
我们心里明白，神也知道了。
I hope that with a proper understanding of love, life and light, you can now appreciate John's beautiful picture of curlicue.
我盼望今天早上对于爱、生命还有光有了正确的认识理解，你能够欣赏约翰的这个花题。
Now the three concepts, they dance in their own sphere, but John also shows us how they interweave into the person of Jesus.
这三个概念，他们各自在自己的范围有他们的意思，约翰却将他们全部编辑在耶稣个人的身上。
As a community, we are being shown this light, and we have been given this life, and we are now blessed with this love.
我们这个信仰群体，我们以蒙光的照的启示，我们也领受了这个生命，我们也在这爱中蒙祝福。
Let us now live out this Christ-likeness.
让我们也活出这基督的样式。
Let it be manifested in this church with curlicues everywhere of light, love, and light.
愿禧莲堂在禧莲堂的光、生命的爱，处处能够彰显着。
Let us pray.
同心祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we receive your command today.To love one another, to live out this life, and to stay in the light. Lord, we ask that, Lord, you continue to give us this confidence as we live this life of life-giving love, and to encourage us to walk this path of light. All this we ask in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 这是一种